Ford CEO, tariffs give us better chance, but must work out details on parts. By Ian Hanchett on April 4, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Ingram Engle, Ford CEO Jim Farley stated that he's very encouraged that we will have a better chance for a fair and square fight. But there do need to be details ironed out on tariffs to ensure that the parts from its vehicles that are made in other nations don't increase in cost in a way that harms the price of vehicles. Farley said that he's very grateful for the president's leadership and the chance to work with his administration to compete on a fair playing field. And I've seen this play out for four decades, whether it's non-tariff barriers or tax policy in those countries. We see all of the fair and unfair ways that our competition plays globally. They know how important auto is to jobs in their country. And they are going to do everything they can to help those competitors. And it's high time for us in our country to get serious. Now, we have to work out the details with the administration, and we are doing that. But I'm very encouraged that we will have a better chance for a fair and square fight. For the biggest fight we've ever seen in the auto industry in 40 years. Host Laura Ingram then asked, Jim, what about the auto parts that Ford needs to assemble the most vehicles in the United States? As you said, a lot of those are made in other countries. Will these tariffs have an effect on you in that regard and then hike prices up? Farley answered, I'm really glad you asked this question. Because this is really the essential point of working closely with our leaders in DC on the details, because the details matter greatly. We have thousands of parts in our American-made vehicles. And we want to keep them as affordable as possible. Some of those parts, like wiring looms and others, are specialty kind of work. And as we work through this with the administration, we're optimistic we can find the right balance between affordability and a strong industry where we can add jobs to the industry in the coming months and years. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.